Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959WATD.com/Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Again, we want to thank Senate President Stanley Rosenberg. That was his first time on Monday Night Talk, and hopefully it'd be the first of many. Joe, I am disappointed in myself because...
Why so? Why this time?
Why this time? Because when I asked the Senate President about Keith Lockhart and, you know, as far as the 4th of July and performing with a band, I didn't realize that he was a tuba player, that he, when he went to UMass, he was in the marching band.
That's very cool.
He could have fit in. He could have fit in somewhere in the... No?
No.
All right, anyways. We move forward. Just a little bit of a tease here. After 7 o'clock, we're going to be speaking with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. He'll be joining us, and we'll get a chance to...
Lots to talk about.
We'll get a chance to redeem ourselves. Well, we're going to talk a little 2024 Olympics with him, and a couple of other things, so we'll look forward to talking with him. But right now, we have somebody who is looking to be Weymouth's next mayor, as we're going to be having a preliminary. When's Weymouth's preliminary?
September 15th.
Is it preliminary or primary?
Preliminary to cut the field
nonpartisan,
down.
Right.
Yep, and then in November will be the final.
And that voice is Mr. Sean Guilfoyle, and he is... Are you still the chair of the
I
school
am.
Committee?
I've okay. been chair for 10 years.
Yeah, it says that here. It's, you've been chair for... how long have you served on the school committee?
12 years total.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's one thing that you have over the other candidates in the field right now is you know your education.
Yes, I do. I'm very comfortable in that arena.
What made you decide to run for mayor?
About, I don't know, last October, November, a friend of mine suggested it to me, and I kind of laughed it off a little bit. Mm. But then seeing what's been happening over the past several years, funding for the schools has dropped. And we just weren't making the headway that other towns and cities around us were making. And I decided that, you know what, I can either sit back and complain about it or I can do something about it. And that's how I ended up on school committee, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
So I decided I was going to run for mayor.
Now, what do you do in your day job?
I am in the security industry. I do security alarm, fire alarms, security alarms, cameras, that type of stuff.
Okay. I will say is that he's an early guy, too. He was here at 6 o'clock. He and Laurie, his wife, were here. She's actually shy. She's in the back of the room right now, but she was here. She's kind of like the your support team, yeah?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be doing this without her support. She is behind me 100%, as are my two children, my boys, Jack
how
and
important
Dean.
Is, how important is that, that you at least, you know, at home, you know, that everybody's like, this is something good for you to do?
Without that, I wouldn't even try. Because if I can't share what's the good and the bad, what's happening every day with the people at home, then it's for naught. So I want to make sure they're with me 100% as well.
Joe?
What are some of the, to shift gears just a little bit, what are some of the major issues that the schools in Weymouth are facing right now that you're dealing with, you know, on a regular basis on the school committee level?
With schools, it continues to be budgeting. Our budget process, when I first got on the committee, was a 3 or 4 month process. It's year round now. We're always trying to get, you know, the additional funding, getting the things that we need in place as quickly as we can. During that process, you also have, you know, you're dealing with contracts, collective bargaining, things like that. So it's the biggest piece is quite honestly money.
Are there any issues with in Weymouth with the condition of the actual physical schools themselves, or is that something that Weymouth has dealt with over, you know, in the past already?
No, it's with the exception of one school, which we had a problem several years ago with some asbestos in the paint that the Navy gave us in the 70s to paint the trim, which that's being dealt with. It's a long, long
some
term
leftovers
process.
from the naval base?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They actually gave a lot of cities and towns this paint.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Here, it's good stuff.
Thanks for the memories. the gift that keeps on giving. But so we're dealing with that. The buildings are old. We're looking at the replacement of one middle school facility. But it's not just schools in Weymouth. It's most of our buildings are,
sure.
again, due to lack of funding, just need to be worked on and maintained and kept up.
So, you look at the candidates that are in a race beside yourself. You have an incumbent.
There's other candidates?
There are other candidates. As far as we know at the moment, there's three, correct?
correct?
And three others have taken out paper, so three there could be a total of six.
And when do you have to have paperwork back by? Do we know?
July 28th, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, you have to have your signatures in, which I have mine in.
There's a certain date when you can pull papers up until, and then you get a probably just a few days later.
You can start taking them to June 1st, I believe.
Okay.
And they have to be returned by the July 28th is the day.
And I think that you've already been successful in having your stuff signed and certified. So you're going to be on the ballot.
Absolutely. People are very enthused to sign the papers for me to get me on that ballot.
What's the, I mean, with you running for mayor, you basically, are you forfeiting your term? I mean, if you are not successful running for mayor, do you also lose your position on the school committee, or is your term kind of extended?
My term was going to expire in December anyhow.
Okay.
As for school committee. And I had no intentions. A year and a half ago, if you told me I was going to be running for a position again, I would have laughed.
Mm.
but here we are, that I'm looking forward to being our next mayor, I hope.
So you have Sue Kay, who's your incumbent, and they have a state senator who's throwing his hat in the ring, mm-hmm. Bob Hedlund. When you look at that, and like you said, the three other people who pulled out papers, well, why do you feel that there's so many people who want to get involved with this race? What do they see, and what are they hoping to be able to do if they are the next mayor of Weymouth?
Well, certainly, and you hear it everywhere you go, that people want change. What kind of change? A new mayor, a different mayor. I like Sue very much, but I agree, it's just time for change at this point. What people are looking to, what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, is if you drive around our town, we have a lot of empty storefronts. If you go to Weymouth Landing, it's embarrassing. It's deplorable, the condition of Weymouth Landing. You go along Route 3A, which takes us from Quincy into Hingham. Again, it's not being maintained. You go to every town around us, and the street sweepers are out now, and they go out continuously. I'm a dead end off a dead end, and I've seen a street sweeper twice in the 20-odd years I've lived where I live.
Okay.
So we just got to do a better job of taking care of our town. We deserve it. Truly, as a resident of Weymouth, and I've been there my entire life. I was born at South Shore Hospital. There was a big parade when I went home. Police, fire, the whole nine yards to get me back over to Central Street. I grew up right outside of Columbian Square. And I've went from that house, my parents' house, to the house I bought with my wife, then girlfriend, fiancé. And we've lived outside of Weymouth Landing since we've been married.
What do you feel needs to be done in order to bring more businesses into town? I mean, what is not being done that you're hoping to be able to do if you are elected?
Well, the first thing that we have to look at, quite honestly, is our commercial tax rate is almost double the residential tax rate.
Okay.
So that hurts. And if you're a small mom-and-pop store, that's not an easy thing to overcome. You start a business and you're seeing that tax bill over and over again. You're not seeing the town look as good as it should look. And sometimes, and many times, people are making the move and they're going to another town around us. Whether it's Braintree, Rockland, Hingham, they're just moving somewhere else.
Joe, do you have a question?
What do you think the biggest challenge is? I can totally see. I'm in the Landings fairly often. I mean, it's a pretty well used by pass through for a lot of people to get from around in that area.
I also think that Weymouth is a place that a lot of folks, Weymouth, Braintree, Quincy, are areas that folks who work in Boston, and they see it as they don't want to live in Boston, they don't want to pay the rents in Boston, so they that's kind of the doorway to the South Shore, and they a lot of people come to those areas. Am I wrong here?
Well, I've actually, that's funny you say that, because I've talked about moving to Weymouth several times with a couple buddies because it seems like a pretty nice medium between city and living down in the suburbs and easy access to all the major routes. But when it comes to the Landing, I think that's a critical area for Weymouth because they can really, that's an opportunity waiting to happen right there. What do you think needs to be done there in terms of, I know there's been some proposals that have been thrown out about what to do with that area. What do you think should be done there, and what type of cooperation needs to happen with the neighboring town of Braintree in order to make that happen?
The most important thing that we kind of overlooked here is the gentleman that owned that, the DeLega brothers that own the property, they need to be embraced. They need to be brought into town, help them find the plan. If the first plan didn't work and the second plan didn't work, well, there's going to be a plan that is going to work, and we just have to find that right plan.
Sure.
It's going to be, you know, palatable for both sides. As far as working with the town of Braintree, the ironic part right now is that there's going to be a big apartment complex built on the Braintree side of the landing, along the old Chairfair building and things like that, where, the, you know, I believe the town has also sold the municipal lot to the developer. So they're going to be building a nice big apartment complex on the other side of where we should already have an apartment complex. So we just need to do a better job of kind of welcoming developers into town and making sure that whatever they're proposing is going to, you know, it does have to meet what we need as a town, what we have to see, what we have to get. But it's a two-way street. They also have to be able to make money. That's why they're in business of developing, to make money. So we just have to make sure that it's palatable to both sides.
Okay, we're speaking with Sean Guilfoyle. He is the current chair of the Weymouth School Committee, and he is running for mayor in Weymouth. You talk about development. We look at what's going on with Southfield, and we know that this is a thing that's been twisting and turning. We got a new developer who has come in. How do you feel that the development of Southfield will have a positive or negative effect on a community like Weymouth?
I think if everything, all the pieces that we need, again, widening of Route 18, those mitigation pieces are held to, and they certainly will be. I did speak to the folks at Elstar a little bit. The gentleman that's running Elstar is very excited about getting this project underway. It is going to be a challenge. I mean, there's 2,885 homes at full build-out. It'll be in there. It's essentially its own town inside of the old air base. But the biggest part of that is also sitting in Weymouth. So they are Weymouth residents, Weymouth voters.
Taking up Weymouth resources like police
and
fire, schools.
Schools, and again, we're looking at numbers, but we should be okay. One of the schools we may have to put portable classrooms in, the Hamilton School, which is right on the line near the air base, to do that. But police and fire, I mean, at this point, we have historic lows in both police and fire as their calls continue to go higher and higher. So we have to do a lot of things, and the biggest piece is, part of that whole thing is economic development. We have to find a way to attract business to Weymouth, get them to stay in Weymouth, and give them a service for what they're paying for. Again, everybody has to be happy. We have to keep our streets clean. You know, all those things need to happen. We have to have enough police. We've heard about the opiate problem everywhere. Fire calls, first aid, schools. We have to do something, and I'm afraid that it is going to take change to make that happen.
Just kind of looking at, I grabbed some stuff online, and one of the things that I believe that you had mentioned is that there's been a lack of planning and execution, and you look at what's going on with the budget, that the budget each year the town has suffered. Your operational budgets have had issues time and time again. I think, if I'm correct, community's talking about doing an override, right? Don't you have an upcoming vote for an override?
$6.5 million operational override is being voted on August 4th, which would put $3 million into schools, $1 million into police, $1 million into fire, $1 million into DPW, and $500,000 spread out amongst the other departments such as libraries and elder services and veterans affairs, things like that.
Is that a one-time fix? Is it a band-aid? I mean, what are you going to do as far as next year?
That's permanent. It's a permanent increase in the tax base.
Right.
So this
is
going
top
away.
Of the Prop 2.5, that's right, from here on out, unless you do an underwrite.
Correct.
Which nobody has ever done. So
I'll go on the record of saying I'm not going to propose an underwrite, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
You won't. It was a tough one to make.
I know.
Clearly, we need it. Again, we're a very historic town. I mean, Weymouth was founded in 1622. And incorporated as a town in 1635. My dad was a cop for 40 years, and I read it on his patch every day. We are a mature community. We don't have a lot of open space left to build on. So we have to find a way to increase the money to support the town, and that is the best way. I don't foresee this as being a one-year thing. I honestly foresee this being a stopgap to help us get to the next point when, you know, Southfield is built out. And then we'll start, receiving those tax revenues from the folks over there, the commercial property.
Joe,
What do you in terms of, you know, you touched earlier about the about Weymouth and kind of the Southfield and kind of growing, and you know, one of the major concerns with, I think, when you look at Weymouth is the growing need for infrastructure changes. You mentioned Route 18 and 53 comes through. We were talking earlier, Route 3, Route 53 comes through there, Route 18. What are some of the major infrastructure changes, in addition to what you've already mentioned about Southfield, that you believe need to be done within Weymouth in the next few years in order to keep pace with both the growth, but also growth in neighboring cities that may, in fact, impact the type of, whether it be transportation or other type of infrastructures within Weymouth?
Well, from a very personal perspective, I can tell you that about a year ago, I actually had a catch basin at the end of the street, which sits in my driveway, collapse. And I was informed by one of the guys that was fixing it, about 70% of the catch basins in town are in very serious need of repair. As far as water is concerned, Weymouth has invested a lot of money in the past several years. We are also under a consent decree to do something about the amount of water we were losing in the pipe, so a lot of that has already been replaced and upgraded. You look at buildings, as I talked about a little bit before. Again, with the town of our age, things are starting to break down, and we need to fix them. I could go on and on. Police vehicles, fire vehicles,
sure.
School vehicles. We have, you know, some handicapped vehicles in the school department that are approaching 15 years. Granted, they don't, you know, run 60,000 miles a year, but they're old, and they need to be fixed. Or replaced, actually, not fixed. They're fixed quite often.
Okay, we're speaking with Sean Guilfoyle, who is on the Weymouth School Committee, and he is running for mayor. Just a quick note, and we had mentioned it when we had the Senate President on. We have an issue with a car fire, Route 3 South, and this is in the breakdown lane just before Exit 12, and we've been getting calls, and I guess traffic has stopped right around Route 3, Route 53 to 139. That's the area right now. So if you're wondering why you're not going anywhere, you're on Route 3 South. That is why. And I actually think one of my guests is caught in that traffic, Mr. Tom Carroll, who's supposed to be joining us after we speak with Mayor Marty Walsh. And I've just kind of just given him the phone number just in case he gets caught. So Larry, just keep that in mind. If, in fact, you get a call from Tom Carroll, it's because he's stuck in standstill traffic. We still got about 5 or 6 minutes left here. Are you looking forward to the conversations, the debates, and what else do you feel is going to be a main topic? Do you feel that, you know, police and fire and what you will do, what will your first 100 days be like? I mean, what will your administration look like? I mean, what do you feel are going to be the conversations that you will have when all of you are in one room and sparring about the issues?
I think the one thing that we're going to hear about time and time again is our finances and what we've been doing with those finances. On average, for the past 4 or 5 years, we've been returning into free cash anywhere between $1 million and $2.5 million, not including this past year where there was a lot returned, which is actually a good thing because
stabilization fund, right?
No, it's free cash.
Just free cash.
To free cash.
Okay.
There was small amounts of money put into stabilization. But I think the way that we have to approach the budgeting process, we have to be upfront and very transparent. And if we do want to put money into stabilization account, then budget it. The other big issue we're going to be hearing about is OPEB, which is other post-employment benefits, which are health, and then again, teachers.
I think a lot of communities are dealing with that.
Yeah. Every community is dealing with it, and I wish I was able to ask the speaker, is the state going to be able to
Senate
do something?
President.
I apologize, Senate President. If he was going to be able to do something about it, because there has to be a correction from the state. We have $125 million liability looking at us today, and it's not going down. It goes up or stays kind of the same. So we have to start preparing for that. But with how tight budgets are across the state, how do you do that? Well, if you want to fund it, instead of waiting for free cash to be returned back, then you budget it and you put it up front. But again, I'll tell you, you can't put money into a savings account if you're shortchanging a lot of departments and we can't get the things that we need to fund police, fire, schools, and DPW.
What's the in case folks don't know, I mean, what's the form of government as far as with the mayor and the town council? How does that work?
Well, we did have the oldest representative town government in Weymouth, and in 1999, actually, the voters changed that to a city form of government. So there's a mayor and town council.
Strong mayor, weak mayor?
Strong mayor. Okay. It's actually the second strongest mayoral form, according to the Secretary of State.
Yep.
In the state, I think number one is Boston. But we did retain the name Town of Weymouth, which is kind of the history. Again, it's a very historical town. We have rock walls on the landing that go back to the 1600s, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Abigail and John Adams used to walk down a cart path, which is now railroad tracks, but at one point, that's where they used to be. Pretty cool stuff, you know.
We got just a couple of minutes left here. If there was anything that we haven't asked you about, you haven't had a chance to discuss, but this is your final moment to do so, at least for now. what would you want to kind of mention?
Well, honestly, being on the school committee, we have a lot of different responsibilities than many other folks in town and in state government. We actually draft our own budget. Granted, the mayor gives us the funds it as she or he sees fit, but we draft our own budget. We actually negotiate with unions directly. We don't, you know, that's something that we do. We hire and fire a superintendent, and we set our own policy. I think the strength that I've learned, or the things I've learned on the school committee,
as a chair,
will certainly help me on the town and dealing with the rest of the unions and getting involved in the budget process. Because quite honestly, I think that all these discussions that are happening with all the other department heads, every meeting that we have on the school committee is public. Anybody can come in. Anybody can listen to what we're talking about. I think the same thing has to happen on the other side of town. All these discussions need to be upfront and very honest and open. And people kind of have to defend why they want what they want.
Mm.
We have to just
be clear. Do you feel there's a lack of transparency in certain areas?
Yes. Yep. Examples, when we approve a contract, whether it's for the teachers union or our superintendent or assistants, we talk about that publicly and we vote those contracts. And on the other side of town, they don't. That is, the town council never gets to vote on those contracts. So it's just, again, nothing's being hidden, but it could be more open.
Okay. Folks want to find out more about your campaign. They want to get involved. I'm sure you have a website. I'm sure you have Facebook. You have something for them to do that, right?
We have both, actually. It's Guilfoyle for Mayor, both on my webpage. It is Guilfoyle for Mayor for the other one, right? And on Facebook, also, I got to check with the boss, also Guilfoyle for Mayor.
Yeah, it says it right here.
Thank you. the other issue...
Spell Guilfoyle so folks know.
I'll go slow. Guilfoyle. And then this coming, the 16th of this month, from 6 to 10, we are having a fundraiser down at the Elks. Dinner's on us. I promise it won't be pretzels and goldfish. We're going to actually have some substantial food for you to come and eat.
Okay.
We'll have music, have some folks here to play with the kids and things like that, so I can try and get this message out. The unfortunate part of running for office is you need money. Mm. You need to get that message out any way you can, and I do not like asking for money, but it's a necessity. I just have to do it.
Well, Sean, we want to thank you, and we want to thank Laurie for coming in and kind of talking about your campaign and what you'd like to do if you're elected mayor in Weymouth.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Kevin.
We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.